All right, here we are, Marty Lurie with the philosopher, and that is Javier Lopez. Boy, we're at that stage of the season, you know, we're in the 40s now, and the race is close. And as I say, that's baseball. It really is. That's the way baseball races go.
It is, and that's, again, you know, you got to look at a lot of the positives that we've had throughout the season. I know we haven't been playing the kind of baseball we'd want to be playing in the second half, but you know, we took two or three from the Miami Marlins, who are battling for a wild card spot, and they're a really good ball club, and to beat them on their turf, especially taking down their ace in Fernandez. I mean, that's a lot of things to look positively on this past weekend.
Well, and certainly the bullpen. And boy, you and I have talked since the beginning of the season just about every other week. And you've always said, just give these guys a chance, let everyone settle into their roles. And over the last week, it looks like there's more settling going on.
I would agree. I think the boys are throwing the ball well, and I do think a lot of it is coming actually from the closer role. I think Casillas really embraced that spot again and showing how great he can be, and I think it is letting a lot of guys slot in, and Law and Strickland continue their great season so far, and Law in particular been able to get out there and really get acclimated to late-inning stressful situations and do that really flawlessly and seamlessly, and I think like that's one of the things that I as a pitcher down in the bullpen I enjoy watching, is watching these guys get a chance when Bochy you know, reaches out for the phone and tells them to get these guys up, that he's letting them get out there and throw not only for a batter but for an inning, and they're responding and they're throwing the ball well.
Javier Lopez with us, the philosopher. You got to see Ichiro up close, and he got his 3,000th before you got there, so it spared you. You didn't have to go through that, but you got to get a close-up view. Boy, he knocked one off the wall in one of those games, in a very tight game. I said, wow. And he wants to muscle up, he can, but you got to see him and be around there.
Yeah, it was a great thing to see, and obviously the fans of Miami, they might not be turning out the way they would probably hope, you know, especially with a club that's battling for a spot. But they were giving Ichiro the due respect every time he touched the dirt, coming out on deck to pinch hit the first couple nights and then playing the last game. He's a tremendous talent, tremendous player, and it's, you know, I'm never going to say you're not going to see another 3,000 hit guy, but it's going to be a while, maybe after Adrian Beltre, where it's going to take a while for another guy to get up there and to watch it and just see what that guy's done. He's been such a great ambassador of baseball, not only in the States, but worldwide, and to be able to still perform at 43, I think he is now, or 44, and do what he can do. You know, this game is not easy to play, and watch him still do it at this high level is impressive.
Have you ever talked with him?
I've only said a hello. That's about it. I haven't been able to sit down and have a conversation with the guy. Our fellow Japanese guy, Taira Uematsu, he says he's a heck of a guy, real nice guy, and actually is pretty fluent with the English. And so, you know, it's just one of those conversations that maybe I'll have someday. I've always looked at that guy and admired his game, and it's fun to be able to share a feel with him.
All right, Javier Lopez with us. Now, you welcomed in a few new additions since the last time you and I talked. We've seen Nunez, of course, and now Will Smith is here, and Matt Moore, both left-handers. I want to get your impression of both.
Well, Moore is the kind of guy that, you know, he's a starting pitcher that's been battle-tested. AL East will test you, and he's done a great job in that division. And you know, for him to bring him over here gives you another lefty to go with Baum, and I think that's one of the perks of making that trade, is that you know, now you can run two lefties out on a lineup. You know, let's just take the Dodgers for example; they're lefty loaded, and now you got two guys that you can run up there against them. And he's a, you know, he can get it up there mid 90s. He's got a great breaking ball, young kid, happy to be here. Both these guys, and Will Smith too, they can run it up there pretty quickly, but they're both super excited to be part of a contender, and I think that's the best part, is trying to watch that kind of those slow heartbeats, like I always like to talk about. Like, let's try to slow those down a little bit, and I think you're starting to see it with both of them. They're getting acclimated, but you know, as we get down here in these last 48, to watch these guys really get after it and realize that every outing's important, and watch them enjoy what the crowd will do for us here and drink it all in. And I think, you know, the sky's the limit for both of them. And I think the Giants did a great job. Obviously, losing out on Duffy's a big deal. But, you know, to get something, you got to give something. And, you know, we wish him the best, but we're happy with Moore.
When a new player comes in the clubhouse, like a Will Smith or Nunez or a Matt Moore, is there a moment when you sort of observe them to see how they come in? And what's the break-in period before you sort of figure somebody out?
Well, I think everybody goes in. You got to make sure you say hi and you talk to the guys. I think it's important to be, when you're in a race like this and you're in a first place position like we are, that you want to welcome them with open arms. I don't think you want, obviously they're going to be uncomfortable to some extent having to meet new guys and do all that. So you want to try to make that as seamless as possible with these guys. And everybody went out of their way to make sure that in Philadelphia that we said hello to them, and anything you need, you know, make sure you let so-and-so know. And we try to help out the best we can. And you know, you do give them some personal time. You have to let them get adjusted. But in the bullpen, you know, that's the perks of being down there. You have about 5 innings of just chit-chat and talk about baseball life. And after that, you just get back into what your normal routine is of warming up. So you give them their due space and due time. But, you know, at the other end, you want to just engage them and let them know that you're part of a family.
Well, you're the dean of the bullpen. You're the man. You run the bullpen, as we like to say. So what'd you learn about Will Smith? And now they've used him a lot, and they use him early in the game. What do you know about him as a player?
Well, it's a lot of the flashes that we saw when we played against them in Milwaukee. I mean, the guy's a talented pitcher. He's got the ability. He's got a big breaking ball. He can get the righties out and the lefties out. And obviously, they've been looking for an NFL type of guy here, and I do think he fits that mold. And you know, it's just for him, I think the first couple outings where he was just maybe putting a little too much pressure on himself, just, you know, trying to make that good first impression when everybody knows what he can do. And he's settled in the last few times out, and he's throwing the ball great. And I expect big things out of the guy, and he's resilient and he's durable, and that's what I really like. He's able to have a good time when he's down there, but when it's time to focus, you can see it in his eyes and that he's ready to go and that he wants it. And that's what you want out of a guy. You don't want to see fear, and he certainly isn't like that. And you know, I think the Giants fans are going to be excited to see him at home, and not only him, but more when he gets to start at home. It'll be a good time for Giants baseball.
Well, he grew up one town away from Hunter Strickland.
That's right.
And how about that?
Yeah, you know, we were just kidding around about that. And, you know, I think he when you talk to him about the kidding part of baseball, he's thankful to be out of Philly and out of Miami, since Will Smith has had hit songs in both those towns. So, you know, I'm pretty sure he hasn't had a song about San Francisco. At least I haven't looked through his catalog. But I think he's happy to be here and outside of that limelight. But, yeah, you know, that was part of it, getting used to it. And we were always talking about some of the guys on the team that I know from the Brewers and some of the guys that Strick and he knew growing up and where they're at. And it's, you know, again, you just try to assimilate the best you can. And they've done a great job with it. And like I said, they're both quality human beings. And Bobby did a great job bringing them both in.
All right, Javier Lopez with us. All right, so how are you doing, by the way?
I'm doing well. I'm just, you know, enjoying these moments. I'm trying to tell these guys to really drink this whole experience in. You know, there's a lot of pressure that comes with these pennant races, but this is where you want to be. You don't want to be playing for a job next year. You want to be playing for a title and a division, and I think that's, we're getting that focus. And like I said, the bullpen's locking in and doing the things they need to do, and I'm trying to help out the best I can with that. And I'm just trying to have fun with these guys and keep them loose, and in turn, they keep me loose.
Is there a moment in the season, that's you're our philosopher, is there a moment in the season when the game becomes a little shorter? In other words, if there's trouble in the fifth inning, you go to the bullpen. Trouble in the sixth inning, you're definitely going to the bullpen. Is there a time when all of a sudden it looks like more of a playoff mentality? Do you see it?
Well, I think we're in it right now. I don't think there's anybody that's really thinking any other way. I've told the guys, let's be ready. You know, we need to. It's important whether it's one out in the fifth or you need to throw two innings in later on in a ball game. You just have to be ready, and we got to be ready early. And you know, Bochy's been managing that way as well. When he's got a chance to play the matchups, he's gone with it. And you know, obviously, I'm sure the starters would want to be out there, but sometimes when we have a one-run lead or a two-run lead, and we have the guys that can match up and get us to the finish line, he's going to make those moves. And I think that's where it pays off. If we play so many close ball games as it is, that when the playoffs come, and hopefully they come, that you know, we'll be ready and we'll be prepared.
You and I talked last week, and you know, I've been on a lot. I'll be on over the weekend and the nights. You know, Ray Woodson had eye surgery, so I'm filling in for him. And we talked about how I view things and how you view things as a player, the different lenses we look through. And I thought about it after you said it, and I didn't really explore it with you. How does a ball player look at a game vis-a-vis someone who talks about the game and talks about the different nuances of not moving someone over or not getting a hit at a certain time? How do we differ?
Well, I do think when you're in it, you do see things a little bit differently, but I do think that a lot of it has to do, you know, a lot of guys are trying to do too much, and I hear you describe that. And situational baseball, it's obvious. It's not like you're missing anything that we're not seeing. But it's just, you know what it is? It's a common thread in a team where, you know, when guys are pressing, whether they show it physically or they show it mentally, it's something that is in a body language or something that you can kind of feel that a lot of people don't see. And you know, I don't think that it's ever a lack of effort and a lack of trying. I do think that a lot of guys want to do certain things and want to get the job done on their own rather than playing the kind of giant baseball that we've done, where it's just get a guy over, you know, get him in, that you always hear a lot. And I think that's what we have to get back to. And I think, honestly, you know, the Washington Nationals series at their place didn't work out the way we wanted to, but Bum pitched a great game. We were in every one of those games, and they played giant baseball against us. And I think that was a good reminder for everybody. And I think that's what sometimes gets lost. And you know, I every one of these guys I would go to battle with, I continue to go to battle with, and I love all these players on this team. And I know it's easy to nitpick and this guy's not doing this and this guy's not doing that. But, you know, what kind of bothers me is just when guys just get written off or somebody, you know, somebody's a bum or somebody's not doing this. I feel like if you were to do that in everyday life, I just don't think people would ever describe their coworkers like that. And I understand. I understand that we're in a performance-based
meritocracy.
I get it. We're trying to put a show, and we're trying to do what we need to do. We're entertainers, and you're expecting certain entertainment for a certain amount of dollars, and I understand that. But, you know, the human nature, the human element always kind of is really been important to me, and that's where, you know, every player always see it differently. There will be players on this team that see it different from me, but that's okay. That's what I would try to get back to, is that everybody's entitled to their opinions, and it's just you just have to try to continue that fine focus. And, you know, obviously, again, rundowns can be done really quickly, or you can take hours to do it. And we're players are more in the hour and hour and hours of analyzing as opposed to 20 minutes.
All right. Very well said. You know, you have a future in this. And at some point, you're going to be on after a game. And someone's going to say, well, Javi, you know, the runner was on second, nobody out, and the guy pulled the ball to third base and didn't get him over. And you got to deal with it at that point.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to know everything at that point in time, just like most all the talking heads do. I mean, everything's already been played out in front of you. That's why I understand it. I mean, that's why I get both sides of it. That's why I appreciate when I do listen and I hear the analysis, because that is important. You want to be able to paint the picture for the guys, and you do a great job with that. But, you know, I do think just as a player, when you have so much invested in this, you do see things a little bit differently, because there are even little smaller moments throughout a ball game where a pitch wasn't executed, or we didn't take an extra base, or, you know, the pitch sequences wasn't right, or you didn't play the lineup the way you should have. And those little things kind of stick out, too, that, you know, might get glossed over in a recap.
Yeah. Oh, very good. I like talking. You know, we love talking baseball together. At least I do. So I'm glad to have you on with me. All right. The Dodgers don't seem to go away. Giants 8-16 heading into Friday night's game. But they just don't go away, and they hit the heck out of the ball. Their pitching's really different. They're going to the bullpen a lot. And now with 48 to go, you wonder, can they keep up with that? What do you see when you watch the Dodgers play?
Well, I see Doc Roberts doing his thing. I think, you know, again, if you've had an opportunity to talk with him, he's the kind of guy that's an inspirational leader. He really demands a lot of his guys, and he's really a positive guy. And he's a lot like Bochy in that regard, where, you know, he expects things to happen. And the Dodgers are, they know, they've won the division 2 years in a row. They know what they're doing. They've been able to, you know, get the job done. And you know, we need to be ready, and we need to be better, and we know that, and it doesn't matter what happens with, I mean, obviously the face-to-face matchups are important, but we take care of business the way we know we can do that. Everything will be okay. And you're right, they're doing it a little bit different style. They're getting their pitchers out by the fourth inning and relying on that bullpen, but they're hitting the heck out of the ball right now. And, you know, can you sustain that? Only time will tell. But we don't expect them to go away. We had a chance to run away and hide with it, and we didn't do it. But I still believe in everybody in this bunch, and I think everybody believes in themselves. And we're getting this thing turned around. We're getting some great starts now again, and it's time for our guys to get hot again.
Yeah, boy, I love the pennant race. 48 to go, and it's a great pennant race. Giant Dodger stuff. You go back over all these years. One up, two back, three back, four up, and this is the way the summer goes. So everything is right, I say. This is the way baseball goes. Pleasure to have you on, as always. Are you growing a beard, or is this just today?
I think I might let it go for a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, we'll see how bad it looks, and then when I feel like stepping a little closer to the razor, I will. But at this point in time, I'm going to keep it away from my face.
All right. Well, we got a scoop. Javi's growing a beard. All right. More coming up, Javi. Thanks so much.
No problem, Marty. Anytime.
All right. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.